Hi, thanks for reaching out. I'm really, really sorry that you're going through so much tremendous, tremendous pain. And the truth is that I don't have any real words to respond to your message properly just when someone's going through such incredible pain. I think there's always two angles that one has to split things up in two, and that is, on the one hand, we have a mitzvah to have emunah and bitachon and view things in the right way, the right perspective. On the other hand, we have to accept that we're human beings. Somebody cuts somebody's arm off, regardless of how much emunah and bitachon they have, it hurts a lot, and one is allowed to cry. And that's how you know that we have Shiva and we have those type of things, because we're meant to feel the feelings. And like I say, I don't have real words. I can hear that you're in tremendous, tremendous pain and have had tremendous, tremendous challenges. And all I can really do is daven that Hashem should bless you, Mirtz Hashem. Going forward, things should turn to a beautiful, sweet, somehow sweet way. Hashem has many ways and many ways to send salvation, and you should be able to witness the most incredible salvation in a beautiful, sweet way, even if it seems like avenues are closed. Bezrat Hashem, you should have that amazing experience in your life. At the same time, just to digest, just based on what you're writing, when we're in Shamayim, before we do come down to the world, so we see the world from a different lens, and we have all the things taken into account. We're able to see who we were in previous lifetimes and all different things that we can't understand just based on our understanding of this world. And the truth is, as that teaching that you're quoting, Rabbeinu Bechaya, he teaches that we actually, it's not only that we agree to it, we actually choose it for ourselves. Not just because we okay with what Hashem is doing, but actually because we know that there is no, it's like as if you're choosing now a certain road to go on. You can see that that's the best road for you based on factors that we can't understand in this world, which just gives us some little bit of motivation just to understand and internalize that really everything is for the best. Whilst at the same time, again, just to realize that when these very difficult things do happen, we're human beings and we're allowed to feel the pain. And again, there's sometimes no real words of comfort of when somebody's going through such tremendous pain, the words that you're using. The only thing I will say is that when you end off the message, "I am a failure," that is just completely not true. That is just obviously just coming from a place of pain and just so much challenge that you've been through. But it's completely, completely not true, because being a failure or success has nothing to do with the amount of money you have. If one really learns the sources, you understand and realize very quickly that the amount of money any single person has on any day of the year is completely independent of their business, of their talents, of anything. And when a person, some of the greatest, greatest, greatest of people were the poorest of people. And of course, we don't pray for that for ourselves, because it's such a tremendous challenge. Whilst at the same time, just to realize that that's got nothing to do with making your success or failure. In fact, in many ways, when a person is challenged with such a tremendous challenge, and again, I give you a bracha that it should change in a sweet way, but at the same time, when a person is going through such a tremendous, tremendous challenge, the opportunity that one has, in a sense, is much greater than anyone else, because people who are not going through this challenge, even though everybody has challenges to some degree, but when someone's going through such tremendous, tremendous challenges, just waking up in the morning and just trying to do whatever you can, like literally just getting up in the morning and just continuing life sometimes, you might be on a level higher than the greatest people of the generation. Because when someone is suffering so tremendously, and as you say, sometimes a person doesn't even feel like getting up. But when somebody just gets up and, maybe one can find it in their heart to do a little mitzvah or talk to Hashem or something, a little bit, even if they can, that might be equivalent to somebody else who's not going through these struggles, who's just sold their house in order to, give all their money away to tzedakah, or through someone who's just staying up the whole night, every night, and saying the whole book of Tehillim and whatever it might be. I'm just saying very, very great levels. There's no, I don't want to go through all the sources right now. It's going to take a long, long time. We say them sometimes in the recordings over time. But the bottom line is that is that the opportunity, once one does have this, obviously is a tremendous opportunity, but it doesn't change the fact that it's so difficult. And at the same time, just want to give a little bit of encouragement and chizuk, just to remember the first, again, so difficult to understand with the lenses that we see the world. But we have to remember, we don't understand. What do we understand? We understand so little. Just factoring in reincarnation, we don't know what our tikkun is in this world based on our previous life, and there's so many other factors. We have absolutely no idea. But one thing we do know from every single Torah source is that the only reason Hashem created the world is in order to give us good pleasure, good things. And again, ultimately that's meant to take place in the next world. And so we pray that hopefully we don't have to go through very challenging things in this world. But at the end of the day, we have to try the best that we can to give ourselves encouragement that Hashem really, really only has our best in mind. And one more thing I'll add is that never ever to give up hope. I'm just quoting a lot of different passages from the Torah without stating the sources now. Is that never ever to give up hope. Just how it was today doesn't mean like it's going to be like this tomorrow. One can hope in Hashem. Things can change. Things can change to the way you want it. Just never to give up. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu davened again and again and again and again. Never gave up. Hashem, I really want to do this way. It's so hard for me to be dependent on other people and all the other things, etc. And Bezrat Hashem, I just give you a bracha. Things should just turn out in a beautiful, sweet way. Number one. Number two, probably more important than anything, that you should always be able to be so close to Hashem and throughout your life, regardless of what you experience in Yiratzeh Hashem.